Well, there's two different parts to the program, which we designed with them, actually, because this is the pilot program, so the Maasai group was with us every step of the way. They were trained first on the cultural documentation side itself. So they were trained on how to use cameras, how to use sound recorders, how to archive materials on a laptop, how to catalogue what they had done. They were trained on things such as interview techniques, field work ethics, and so on. We were very fortunate to benefit from two external partners, two institutions that are internationally expert in these areas: the American Folklife Center in Washington, as part of the Library of Congress, and the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke in North Carolina. The trainers that took part in the program are among the world's experts in this field. WIPO then provided the training on the IP side of things, essentially introducing the Maasai to the basic principles of copyright law, neighboring rights law, patent law, trademark law, and so on. The purpose of the program was to train them very practically, in a very hands-on way, how to document their own cultures and then how to manage the rights in what they were doing. The IP training that they've been provided with essentially empowers them to make decisions on whether, and if so, how to grant access to their recordings to third parties.
Is the project going to be extended to other indigenous communities? There are known to be a lot of exploitation by third parties for people coming and saying, "We can help you," then suddenly they run away with whatever they've recorded, and then all you hear is that it's now ours. You can't even use it, you can't even play it in public. How is it going to work?
Exactly. That is the problem that the program is trying to address. But to answer your question, I think that yes, this program seems to be of interest to other groups. We've received requests to run a similar program in other parts of the world. We have requests to run a program like this in the Pacific region, from South America, from the Arab states, other parts of Africa. So we are just in the process of consolidating or finishing off the Maasai project, and then designing the next course.